All right, guys, this is Tone, and this is Flagpole Sports, and this is Fourth and Jets. We're going to get right down to the nitty-gritty. We just completed Week 10 in the NFL season, and lo and behold, the Jets have shown themselves what they actually are, what we thought they are, what they usually are, and that is a disgusting fucking joke of a team. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some bright spots, but between the bright spots, and I'm talking about like a little tiny spotlight of bright spots in the team, is a lot of mediocrity. Shit. If you're not familiar what mediocrity means, it means shit. Basically, that's what it means. That's the layman's term. And that's basically what this team has been for the majority of the season. Those bright spots, sure, we have 2 wins. Who did we get those 2 wins from? The Tennessee Titans, arguably the best team in the AFC right now. Possibly. We also got a win against another very, very good team. But you know what? Let's forget where the wins are coming from. Yes, it doesn't matter where the wins are coming from because the losses are so magnified. And it's just unbelievably ridiculous. How every single week, this is the team that gets put out there. There's nowhere to run for this team. It's not good. It is not good. So, let's begin with the crap. The crap, of course, being our defense. Our defense is not good. And if you're wondering who the other good team was, yes, it was the fucking Bengals. Relax yourselves, you fucking idiots. But I love you all. And remember that. And the idiots I'm talking about are these delusional Jeff fans who don't understand where we are right now. But we'll get to that in a little bit. Our defense is shit. Alright. Minus a couple guys on this defensive side. There's nobody with talent. Mosley, talent. Maybe defensive Michael Carter. Rookie defensive Michael Carter. Okay. But after that, not too much on the defensive end. Our defense is allowing too many goddamn points. If I'm not mistaken, we've given up 30 fucking points in now 3 straight games. You're not going to win any games in the NFL if you give up 30 straight points in 3 games. Has the offense been good? It's been okay. This is a bright spot. We had Mike White a few weeks ago in the win against the Bengals. Threw for, 400 yards. He had 4 touchdowns. It'll look great. But then you play the Colts, and he leaves in the first quarter, and, goes downhill from there. Yeah, they scored some fucking points, but guess what? It doesn't matter. You still come in with an L. And you might be wondering, where's Zach Wilson in all this? That's a great fucking question. $1 million question. He's supposed to be our franchise quarterback, the guy we drafted with the number 2 pick. He's been hurt. He had that strained sprain, whatever the fuck they're calling it, PCL. Basically the ligament in his knee. And he's been gone. I believe this is going to be week number 4, which he said 2 to 4 weeks he'd be back. What does Coach Saleh have to say about this? Well, we're not going to rush him out there until he's 100% healthy. We have Mike White, and we have Joe Flacco. Wacko for Flacco. But our franchise quarterback got to be 100%. We don't put him out there, which is really code for we want him to watch from the bench and learn, which is probably what most rookie quarterbacks should be doing anyway. Most good ones usually watch from the bench before they took the center stage. You look at guys like Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes. These guys were on the bench and they learned. And then they came in, they were superstars. Very hard to just be thrown into the wolf's den and then just go out and perform. But a lot of these rookie quarterbacks, especially guys this year, Mac Jones, who's okay. We'll get to Mac Jones in a little bit. I have some thoughts on him. Guys like Trevor Lawrence not doing too well. Guys like Zach Wilson, who before the injury was not playing well. But this team's got problems, and it starts with the defense. Our defense has always been a bread and butter kind of thing for us. In the last couple of years, it's just been, just fucking gross. Like, You look at this defense and it's like, where are we getting a pick? Where are we getting a forced fumble? Where are we getting a stop on third down, fourth down? It's not gonna happen. This team is just gonna continue to give up fucking yards and points. And I don't see it getting better. Coach Salah says it's gonna get better. Believe in a turnaround. Talk is cheap, and I gotta tell you, actions speak words. Words speak actions. I think that makes sense. I don't fucking know, but we're gonna find out. And in my opinion, I don't think it's gonna get any better. So then you look at the other sides of the football, and you look at the offense, and you got some guys who've been sparkling. I think rookie running back Michael Carter is gonna be special. I think he's a guy that could turn into a superstar. The last 3 weeks, he's been averaging over 120 yards, all-purpose yards between rushing and receiving. And I mean, that's a dangerous kind of player to have on your team, a guy that could run the ball and pass the ball and do it effectively. He's the guy that, he looks like he could be the guy to do that. Think of like an Alvin Kamara or like a White from the Patriots all those years. And, he could be that guy. You look at guys like, I don't know, Corey Davis when he's not injured, which this season's not been that great for him, but when he does get the ball, he does make plays. And then you look at Elijah White, a rookie, another rookie, Elijah Moore. We have basically the same kind of guys on our team every fucking year. Sometimes these names just kind of morph in my head, but at the end of the day, he is a rookie, and it is Elijah Moore. And I think he could be special. I think he has the talent, and if he gets the reps, I think he could be in very dangerous, long distance, spread the field, that kind of wide receiver. That's the kind of guy I see him becoming. We still don't have a good tight end. Nothing there. I mean, we got Griffin, and he's serviceable, but we don't have like a Kelce or a Goddard or an Ertz. Nothing like that, or a Kittle, even that could maybe block a little better than he could receive, or vice versa, but that's where we were with tight end. So, wide receivers, there's some potential, but nothing you could call a number one wide receiver. And then, like I said, running back, you have Michael Carter who's been playing well, you have Tevin Coleman who's been injured in and out of the lineup, who's pretty good when he is there, mostly ineffective though, let's be real. He has glimmers. Just like he did when he was in San Francisco, but at the end of the day, you gotta be more consistent. And for my money, I think the starting running back is Michael Carter. Then you look at the line, some guys playing better than others. These guys are not gonna overly, they're not gonna overly like impress you, but at the end of the day, they're definitely gonna do the job. And I mean, that's what you're hoping for. They will become a good offensive line. I think they're maybe one good offensive lineman away from becoming a very great, amazing offensive line. But they definitely giving the quarterback time to throw. You talk about the pitfalls of the quarterback and what's been going on there, and you talk about Zach Wilson, who just can't get the ball out fast enough, and he's holding the ball for 3 seconds. The fact that the offensive line is even giving him 3 seconds is something of an amazing thing to talk about. Talk about Mike White, who's come in and replaced the injured Zach Wilson, and he's getting about 2.3, 2.5, and still not great, but better than Wilson. And also, you get him some time to throw. You got to give your receivers a chance to make some plays, and that's all you can ask for when you have an offense. And I think that's where the team has been scoring a little more points. And I think that's something that Zach Wilson needs to learn, is that if you're gonna have any success in the National Football League, you cannot hold the fucking ball for any amount of time. More than, I'd say, 2.3 seconds. That's the max. If you could get the ball out between 2.3 or fewer, I think you have tremendous success in the NFL. And I think that's something he needs to learn. I think that's something that Mike White, before, obviously this week and the week before when he was injured, was doing pretty well. Who's going to be the starter this week against the It's just getting ridiculous. We're playing the Dolphins this week. The Dolphins not a great team, but the Dolphins did come off a big win against the Ravens, so who knows what the fuck we're gonna get with them. But who's gonna be the starting quarterback for the Jets this week? Coach Saleh has not announced a starting quarterback The thought is that, Zach Wilson probably looks healthy enough to start, but maybe you give him another week to rest up, be completely 100%, so he's ready. And you start like a Mike White, maybe even a Joe Flacco came in at the end of the game, last game against the Bills, but either way, we're not good. We're just not good. And I see a lot of Jets fans, especially on Twitter, talk about we need to fire Joe Douglas. Need to fire Coach Saleh. This is ridiculous. We deserve so much better. We demand so much better. We don't demand shit. This team has not been good for a long time. And even if you take away the 2 years that we went to the AFC Championship game when Rex Ryan was the goddamn coach, it was years before we even got to that point. This team is not used to winning. And that's the problem. Yes, that is a problem. But guess what? We finally have a core. We finally have a fucking plan. We finally have a guy that has a vision to fix and right the ship. An outside guy who sees that there is a way and there is a path to make this team good. And of course, it's not by plugging holes with free agency. It's by starting with youth. And he understands the value of drafting players that make up the core of the team. And that's exactly what he's done with the team with Joe Douglas. He's got a new quarterback. He's got a new wide receiver. He's got a new running back, new defensive back. Brought in some rookie linemen. And guess what? Right now, our record is not very good. All right? Let's just be real. We're fucking 2-7. We're going to likely be 2-8. The Dolphins will probably beat us. That's just a fact. All right? The Dolphins, historically, they fucking kick our dicks in. That's just what happens. All right? That's where we are. But you know what? We also have Seattle. We have their pick. And they're not playing good this year either. Jamal Adams, fuck you, Jamal Adams. Hashtag fuck you, eat shit. He's also not playing well. They're not playing well. Russell Wilson, he's missed time. Not look good. It looks a little fucking slow in my opinion. But you don't know what's happening. But right now, we got the 3 and the 7 pick. And with those picks, you get yourself another defensive player. And you get yourself a good wide receiver. And right there, you got a fucking core. You got to give Joe Douglas at least one more year. Just to improve. We're going to probably finish the season, I'd say, 4, maybe 5 wins. How are we going to get those? I don't know, but this team is capable of a fucking upset, as we've seen between Tennessee and Cincinnati. So, you figure you get 4 to 5 wins, okay? You're going to probably land between, I'd estimate, because I don't think the Lions are going to win that many games, if any games this year, they may go winless. The Texans not playing well. They got one win. Maybe they get another win here. They pick up an upset. You're looking at the third pick. All right, you're looking at the third pick. Seattle and their division, the teams in there, Arizona, Los Angeles, even San Francisco has been playing better lately. They're going to finish in the bottom. All right, they're not going to be in contention. They're going to probably finish, I'd say, between the 7 or 12. So even if you get a 3rd and a 12th round pick, you got a core. You got a fucking core. And besides, they have all these other stockpile picks from all these moves that they made in the last couple years. So there's even more picks. We got to be patient. We've gone through so much mediocrity, hashtag equals shit, that I think we can afford to give Joe Douglas a little more time to right the ship. And I got to tell you, as a lifelong Jets fan, from 1995, yep, long fucking time. Seen a lot of bullshit. Hold on. Beer break. Beer break for the Jets. Back. As a person, a Jets fan, who's seen a lot of bullshit over the years, I can endure another losing season. Am I happy about it? No. Not fucking happy about it. But this is where we're at. This is where we're at. This is where we gotta be. Now, I just want to touch on a couple of things around the league. OBJ being bought out from the Browns going to the Rams. Dude's a fucking cancer, okay? The Rams, I hope you realize you just fucking ruined your goddamn season, all right? You're going to fuck up, all right? You may beat a couple more teams. You might get a couple more wins. You might sneak into the fucking playoffs, but guess what? You lost Robert Woods, and you got fucking OBJ, and he's a piece of shit, and he's going to fucking ruin your fucking team. So, enjoy that. Mac Jones. Everybody's saying, oh, Patriots back. They got Mac Jones. Dude's 13 touchdowns for four, fucking 7 interceptions. He's an average quarterback in the NFL. Yeah, he's a rookie. Yeah, he's learning. But guess what? He also has the goddamn Patriots. And guess what? Bill Belichick, hate to fucking say it, is a good goddamn quarterback. It's a quarterback. Is a good goddamn coach. All right? So, he has the framework. And their defense and running has been fucking carrying the goddamn team. He's been doing very little. You know what he reminds me of? And guess what? You're most fucking Jets fans. Fucking Sanchez. He reminds me of fucking Sanchez. All right? He's a guy that's going to manage the fucking game okay. The defense is going to carry the load. The running is going to fucking carry the rest of it. And guess what? When it comes down to it and you're going to need that quarterback to fucking perform, guess what? Sanchez, he's going to play like shit. Mac Jones, going to play like shit. And he's going to be fucking out of the goddamn team. I tell you right now, guaranteed, 5 to 6 years. He will not be in the Patriots 5 to 6 years from now. Catch it. Right in the fucking receipt. Here's the goddamn receipt. 5 to 6 years, Mac Jones will not be in the goddamn Patriots. Guaranteed. Now, Bill Belichick might not be on the goddamn Patriots either. But guess what? Something's going to come to a head. And I don't think it's going to be fucking Mac Jones. He's going to be gone. So, fuck the Patriots. Fuck Mac Jones. Just put 2 cents on that. Alright, guys. This has been 4th and Jets. This is Tone. And this is your 4th and Jets.